Spidey and Miguel. And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
Where do you see? Oh, you want to start? John.
Hi, this is John Doe.
Oh, hi, this is Jill Sobio.
And you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. Chaka!
And no, Keisha.
WGXE welcomes audio responses and feedback from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message and we'll play it on the air. Call area code 518-622-2598 and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. That number again is 518-622-2598.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Joan E. Hunt of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
About the Campbell. Did it? I got it. Yeah. Campbell appeared. Bring me the hand.
Hi. Hello there. Is that Eddie?
Oh, hello. Who's that, Professor?
Yeah, man. What's happening there in England?
Oh, damn good to hear you, Helby. Nothing at all save a boring bloody music on the radio. And you know how one loves one's black music.
I mean, they're playing the same thing that they were playing
same,
5 years ago.
Same old thing, dear fellow.
Shit. What so you ain't got no choice on the radio.
Well, no choice is no bloody choice, you know? So, El, what are you doing at the moment yourself, old fella?
I've got some new stuff, man. I wanna bring it out. I wanna get it played over there. I think the people ought to hear it. You know?
What is it like? What is it exactly?
Well, you could call it what you like. I don't have a name for it, but it sounds something like this. Have a listen.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 18th. Local early morning temperatures range from 61 degrees in Tannersville to 72 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 76 degrees. Air quality today will be good. Pollen levels will be medium. Dew points will be comfortable today. A breeze helps, especially when temperatures reach 80 degrees at 4 p.m. Don't forget sun protection if heading out. Overnight, some might be able to open those windows as temperatures dip to 58 degrees. Saturday, temperatures rebound, hitting 84 degrees by 3 p.m. The afternoon and evening will feel a lot more humid than the morning. Chances of rain show up around dark and continue overnight as we see a muggy low of 69. Sunday, rain chances all day could bring some thunder. We get a high of 81 that lingers most of the afternoon. Monday is looking dry and comfy with a high of 76. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:53 a.m., high tide at 9:19 a.m., low tide again at 3:58 p.m., and high tide once again at 9:55 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 83 degrees and the tide strength is average. And it will remain average for a few days and then get strong again. Sunset today will be at 8:14 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:32 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-Class flare chances are at 15%. Plasma winds will be average at 562 kilometers per second with a thin density of less than 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently solar max standard with an S2 level noise floor. There are no chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 178. This has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
It's 5 a.m. and the fog rolls in, and my hand shakes like a young man with a gun. Last cigarette, it trembles away as I strike on a match and bring light to the day. All I know for sure is this life's worth a try, so I wipe away my crying eyes. I turn around and my reflection in the mirror got my mom's smoky eyes and my dad's curly hair. I told you that I would change, and I must have told you that a thousand. At this time, it is different in my mind. It is different in my mind. It is different in my mind. Long for the road to get away from it.
Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump late Thursday told the Justice Department to seek the release of all pertinent grand jury testimony in the sex trafficking case against Jeffrey Epstein as he tried to tamp down growing political outcry over his administration's handling of the case files. That from the Washington Post. They report Trump's announcement came minutes after he pledged to sue the Wall Street Journal over its Thursday evening report, which said that he contributed a drawing of a naked woman to Epstein's 50th birthday album in 2003. The letter concluded with "Happy birthday and may every day be another wonderful secret." That's according to the Journal. Public education advocates are sounding alarms about the upcoming school year because the federal government is holding up about $60 million in funds for Nevada schools.
The Trump administration says it's freezing the money to make sure it aligns with administration priorities. The grants support after-school programs, help for English language learners, and more. Jerome Pena, with the group Make the Road Nevada, says those programs make a big difference for low-income families like hers.
I know what these programs did for me. I know how many kids depend on them to learn and to dream bigger. And to see Governor Lombardo stay silent in support of these Trump policies, it's not just frustrating, it's shameful.
The administration has given no timeline on releasing the funds, which total about $6.8 billion nationally. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And Virginia leaders and business owners are redefining what car freedom means today.
Delegate Michael Fagans, a Virginia Beach Democrat, connects the dots from his military service with energy policy. He argues that electric vehicles reduce national security risks tied to oil dependence.
Every year, the United States spends billions of dollars of taxpayer money to protect oil infrastructure and transit routes overseas. This diverts resources from critical strategic priorities and puts American service members in harm's way. Our reliance on the volatile global markets makes us vulnerable to these actions. And that's why I'm here today.
Fagans, a 20-year Air Force veteran, argues EVs leverage America's domestic energy, noting electricity prices rose just 4% in 2022 versus a 52% spike in gas prices. However, this contrasts with Governor Glenn Youngkin's energy plan that emphasizes fuel choice and grid stability concerns. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Next to Nashville, where the annual John Lewis Way March returns tomorrow, marking 5 years since the civil rights icon's passing, former state senator Brenda Gilmore says the event pays tribute to Lewis's legacy and Nashville's pivotal role in the civil rights movement.
We are particularly focusing in on voter rights, voter education, voter empowerment, and also speaking out with our brothers and sisters in the immigrant community.
This year's event is part of a national wave of 1,600 protests opposing Trump-era policies honoring Lewis by mobilizing voters and challenging laws that organizers say threaten democracy. This is Public News Service. A federal judge is now weighing whether to block Mississippi's House Bill 1193, a law critics say stifles free speech in schools by banning so-called divisive concepts.
The American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit claims the law's vague language leaves educators and students unsure what they can discuss. Joshua Tom with the ACLU of Mississippi says the law's broad restrictions threaten foundational lessons.
It would prohibit vast swaths of any number of subjects in public schools from being taught. How can you teach about the civil rights movement if you can't increase awareness about race? How can you teach about the women's suffrage movement if you can't increase awareness about gender?
The ACLU is representing several education advocacy groups and students who are seeking a preliminary injunction. The lawsuit cites immediate impacts, including canceled student-led events and teacher self-censorship, as schools await the court's decision. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection is asking the public to weigh in on a federal EPA proposal to curb methane emissions from oil and gas sites.
Methane is a greenhouse gas over 80 times more powerful than carbon dioxide and is thought to be a driver of climate change. Barbara Jarmoska, former head of the Responsible Decarbonization Alliance, says the EPA plan is built on Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act efforts. Its federal funding has been cut, but people can still review the plan and share their feedback during the public comment period. She notes the EPA proposal would decrease pollution, improve air quality, and create jobs.
My testimony was about climate change, the dire need to curb methane. Pennsylvania is the second largest gas-producing state in America, and we release thousands of cubic feet of fugitive methane annually.
She says leaking methane is often accompanied by other volatile organic compounds that pose serious health risks. The public comment period ends July 30th. Danielle Smith reporting.
Finally, a cleaner environment through less waste is the goal of a new state organization, the Indiana Composting Council.
Council President Gowrie Samaradharan explains compost starts with decomposed organic matter from food waste and grass clippings to shredded paper. When combined with air and water, these items break down into nutrient-rich soil, which minimizes plant diseases. She says it benefits the climate, too.
Organic waste is the majority of the waste that emits greenhouse gas.
Indiana has 15 recycling centers. I'm Terry D. reporting.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for your NDU Week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Darkness all around, it's lonely to walk.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In most parts of the country, home heating is considered a necessity, not a luxury. And Matt Losak, executive director of the Montgomery County Renters Alliance in Maryland, says that as the climate warms, the same should apply to air conditioning.
We are seeing more and more folks who are in apartment communities where the temperatures go up above 90 degrees in their apartments, affecting their ability to live a healthy lifestyle. And in some cases, unfortunately, we've seen people become ill and even die because of temperatures in their apartments.
In Montgomery County, his group helped push for a law that requires landlords to offer and maintain air conditioning in most types of rental units. It provides guidance on when to turn air conditioning on and the temperature that must be maintained, and landlords who do not comply may be fined. Montgomery County's law, which was enacted in 2020, is among the first of its kind in the U.S., but other cities and counties are considering similar legislation. Losak says the policy has helped raise awareness of how to keep tenants safe as the climate warms.
With increasing climate change, this is a health issue, not a comfort issue. Air conditioning is as important as winter heat.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
make it
through. Exploring science in the sea. Most corals are homebodies. They settle in one spot, link with hundreds or thousands of their friends, and never move. They build the structures we recognize as corals, rock-like spires, branches, domes, and others. But a few corals walk along the sea floor. They don't go very far, and they certainly don't get there in a hurry. But their mobility helps them find more stable waters, avoid being buried in the sediments, and have a safe space to reproduce. A recent study showed how one species gets around. Biologists in Australia placed mushroom corals, which are only an inch or two long, in aquariums. They put white lights on one side of the tanks, like the light in shallower waters, and they put blue lights, like deeper waters, on the other side. And they recorded the action on video. When they turned on one set of lights or the other, 87% of the corals went toward the blue light. And when they turned on both sets, all of the corals moved toward the blue light, showing a preference for greater depths. The corals didn't sprint toward the deep end, though. They averaged less than 2 inches per day, with a maximum of about 9 inches. The video showed that the corals moved in a way similar to jellyfish. The corals inflated tissues at the edges of their bodies, then squeezed and twisted muscles on their sides, causing them to hop forward. Each tiny hop took an hour or two, a slow but steady pace for a walking coral. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
You and I run into the never known, true to form, all together now alone. Cruel life, every now and a beginning, and I believe it every time. Inside. 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 it's loud. A distant voice is calling me, and I am fading into mine. Did I drown? Take a breath, I keep believing. Beating drum, forever keeping time.
Thank you.